Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow us on social media as well. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. We got RJ Young, Fox Sports NFL draft analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour. So that'll be a lot of fun. He'll give us his takes on what has transpired to this point. All right, we're going to stick, of course, with the NFL draft recap, at least from the first round. And, Rob, a lot of people thought going in that the draft was indeed starting at pick number three. Number one, obviously, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, number two to the Jets. And then that's when the intrigue began. And, Rob, for more than a month, we were hearing Mac Jones, and Mel Kiper had Mac Jones. People close to Kyle Shanahan had Mac Jones. Like, everybody's talking about how transparent the 49ers had been since John Lynch got there as GM. And you know, it's always been known who they were drafting before the draft. And they threw a curveball at everybody. I mean, Vegas, of course, the last day, said it would be Trey Lance. But what was your thought on that? Do you think that they were sending smoke screens, or you think they just changed their mind, you know, during the process and saw that they liked Trey Lance better? What was your thoughts?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of people guessing who do the draft stuff, and they're trying to because all these people supposedly in the end, they supposedly have an end – and sources inside the organization and all that, and they were wrong. I don't think that they were hiding it. I just think that they were misinformed, most people. When they moved up, they moved up for a reason, because I think they felt
so you
like,
think they knew Lance was their guy when they moved up?
Otherwise, why are you doing that? You know, like I don't believe that it was like a question to them. There's a reason you move up. Normally, you know why you move up? Because there's somebody you really want. So.
Right.
They said there were three people. I'd never believe that. I believe that they knew who they were going to take. That's why you would give up assets to get the guy, and they got him.
Well, Shanahan said afterwards, you know, he was asked about all the talk about Mac Jones. And he said, I'm paraphrasing, but he did use this word or words. He said, I'm not going to shut down that type of talk. If everybody in the NFL thinks we're going one way and we're going another, I'm not going to shut it down. Let it go, right? And that's smart. Let everybody think you're doing one thing. That gives you an advantage, and that's what they did. You know, look, like you said, we don't know who of these quarterbacks is going to turn out and be great or good, or who's going to be a bust. Lance is interesting. I mean, he's only played 17 college games. Played one game last year. They were all at the FCS level. He's obviously got physical tools, and he seems like everybody says he's a great kid, high character, very intelligent. They were saying the smartest quarterback in the draft. And so, you know, he's got all of the checks all the boxes, Rob, for the outside of doing it, actually doing it on the field, at least at the high level. But, I think, look, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be their starter, and he might get hurt. I mean, that's been his history. But I think it's smart. Let Jimmy G start and then bring in this kid, groom him. Hopefully, I know they hope he could probably sit for a year unless he's ready right away. And then they'll have their quarterback going forward.
I mean, you don't draft a guy unless you're going to play him. I mean, so that's obvious. And I just
– So you think they're going to play him next year? I mean, I think they hope to play Garoppolo, I mean, unless they trade him.
I think they hope to move on from Garoppolo. It just doesn't. If you're gonna make the move that you're gonna make, and obviously you're not happy with Garoppolo, otherwise you wouldn't be drafting another quarterback. What's the sense of wasting downs and plays on him?
I think they're not happy because Garoppolo keeps getting hurt. And also, I mean, look, Pat Mahomes sat for a year.
Yeah, but I
a lot of great ones have sat for a year at least.
You'd be hard pressed to give me great ones who sat where your quarterback took you to the Super Bowl. You're moving off of a guy who got you to the Super Bowl by getting a player that high in the draft. You're expecting to make a change. You'd think that highly of him to draft him. So my point is, why not play him if you're ready to move off of Garoppolo? And I believe that they're ready to. And they just want to make sure. You don't have to announce it tomorrow, yesterday. Let's see what happens. Let's see the kid in action.
He might not be ready, right?
Well, he might be ready.
And if he's not ready, then sit him. Don't force him in there. Like everybody thinks that every quarterback's going to be ready right away from day one now. No, they're not. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, yeah, if he comes out there and he's great, by all means, play him, trade Jimmy G. But he might take some time. I mean, it's a big jump from college to pro, but especially from FCS, Division I AA essentially, to the NFL. But Mac Jones was of these five quarterbacks. It's funny, Rob, because when the draft process started, Mac Jones was viewed as the fifth best quarterback, right? And then all of a sudden he shot up, at least in some people's eyes, to the third best. And some, who did we have on? June Jones, was it? June Jones, Rob G? Who said he thought Mac Jones was the best quarterback in the draft.
I don't think it was June Jones who said that, was it?
I thought it was. Rob G, check that out. But I think it was June Jones, the former coach. But anyway, he ended up being the fifth quarterback taken. But, Rob, I think, and again, we'll see. But I like him in New England. And I'm not saying, you know, how can you say anybody's going to be the next Tom Brady? I mean, I'm not saying that by any stretch.
Yeah, he's not going to cheat.
Have similar skill sets. Very smart, gets rid of the ball quickly, accurate, not athletic. I think it's a good fit in New England. I think it's a good fit. And if I'm Mac Jones, I am overjoyed. Now, again, I think they'll start, like Belichick said last night, Cam's our quarterback. But if Mac Jones comes out there and is good right away, they might play him. But he's certainly the guy they're thinking they're going with in the future. And we'll see. I think it's going to be interesting.
I just think that's easy to say what they're doing because – it just makes sense. You got to take a look at the guy. You already have an experienced quarterback. You're not going to just turn the keys over to him before you've seen him and see where he is when you talk about NFL football. So their
decision. Now, that's totally different from what you just said about Trey Lance and Garoppolo.
No, one guy you're moving off who was a Super Bowl quarterback. You're telling a Super Bowl quarterback that you
Cam
don't want him
Super
anymore.
Cam was a Super Bowl quarterback, too.
No. Not in this case. Not where the Patriots didn't make the playoffs a year ago. I'm talking about the difference between Garoppolo's right off a Super Bowl. Cam went to the Super Bowl 5 years ago. I'm just saying, and Cam had a terrible year last year. I'm saying Bill might decide to go decide to make a change, but he doesn't have to announce it to yesterday is my point. All I'm saying when you talk about picking a guy at the third overall pick and moving up and giving away assets to get your guy – you already know Garoppolo's not going to be there long term. So if you can get a deal for him and you can do something, just move off of him. That's my point with San Francisco.
Yeah, I think Garoppolo's not their long term answer. Trey Lance, we agree on that. He clearly is the guy they think is their long term quarterback. But I do think, and I could be wrong, but in my view, in a perfect world, from their standpoint, Garoppolo can play this year and Lance can have a year to get seasoned, to learn under Garoppolo, just like Pat Mahomes learned under Alex Smith. And then a year from now, you can get off Garoppolo. But again, I think a big part of their problem with him is just he can't stay healthy. And so if he could stay healthy, maybe, who knows, maybe they wouldn't have even moved up. If he had a history of being healthy, they would have felt like he's our guy. But I think that's their big problem. And that could be a possibility next year, of course, too. He could get hurt, and then they throw Trey Lance in there. But they're ready to win now. And so I think they'll go with Garoppolo. But I like Mac Jones. Do you think he's a great fit? You know, what he did at Alabama, that's similar to what New England likes to do, at least what they did with Brady. I think it's a really good fit there.
I mean, that's what everybody says, all the reports. I don't know his game well enough and exactly what the Patriots do, but everybody seems to feel like it fits and it'll work out. But you got to see. Like I said, everybody can't make the move. What worked in college for you doesn't always work on the next level. You know, there's right. It's not the same. If that was a case, you wouldn't have, like, I think the number is about a 50% bust rate for quarterbacks drafted in the first round. 50%. These are kids who are coming from some major colleges, right, and played major college football and played in some big games, and they weren't able to make that jump and be consistent. So I hate to say it, but in when it comes to quarterbacks and drafting in the NFL, it is a wait and see. We do have to really take a look. You know, Trevor Lawrence looks like the real deal. I have no reason to believe, right?
I guess I expect him to be good. He was good in college, there's no doubt. I liked what I saw. But Rob, if he was a bust, if he just wasn't that good, I wouldn't be totally shocked. Just because it's happened before.
It's happened many times. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's just, it's really hard. I know a lot of people talk about these quarterbacks with so much confidence, but I bet you, Chris, if somebody wanted to do a documentary and pulled the sound from all these gurus and these coaches and these scouts about Ryan Leaf and Jamarcus Russell and all these guys and play those sound bites, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like it would be embarrassing. I'm not even kidding you. It would be embarrassing.
Right. No question.
Because people really were high on these guys. That's why they were drafted, paid millions of dollars. People thought they were going to work out. It's a big class. There's five quarterbacks in the top 15. And people will look back on this draft to see who got it right and who got it wrong. But we can't tell today, the day
one
after.
One thing Jones won't have is the weapons he had at Alabama. Right, we can be certain of that. That at least at this point, we'll see if, you know, Belichick changes ways and starts bringing in those types of players. But he will not have those weapons. But Rob, from what I've seen, I do like him a lot.
How many games have you watched a lot of him, or just watched film or tape?
No, I mean, I watched some of their games. I probably watched four or five of their games last year. You know. But you know, again, I don't even like saying putting him in the same sentence as a Tom Brady, but there are similarities. I don't think anybody in their right mind would say he'll be as good or close to that. But if he's pretty good and you got a great coach with Belichick, that would be a plus for New England. All right, we're gonna throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is Mac Jones a good fit with the New England Patriots? I think so. What say you? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3-and-Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3-and-Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Also, our draft coverage continues right here on Fox Sports Radio, and it's all brought to you by NetSuite. if you're still running your business on QuickBooks, then you might as well be running it in quicksand. Because the bigger your company grows, the faster you sink with that outdated software, that outdated technology. But right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, and this special financing can be found at netsuite.com/draft. netsuite.com/draft. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you like Mac Jones with the New England Patriots? Has Belichick found his next top quarterback?
All right, Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. I think that we have found our next guy, not just because he has the talent to step in and be a good backup for Cam this year, and if Cam falters, he can step into the limelight, but also his background. Learning a little bit more about Mac Brown, we obviously know the Nick Saban connection at Alabama. He also had a tough-as-nails coach in high school. You know, went to one of these academies, you know, to get him to. So his background has always been high expectations, high standards. So the Patriots way is right down his alley. And then the fact that he had to play behind Jalen, he had to play behind Tua, he had to stick to-itiveness to grind through that process to wait to get his shot. You know, those character things are really reassuring for me, and I think a lot of people in New England, in terms of him, you know, thriving in this tough culture. That's my view. Thanks for taking the call, guys.
All right, good call. Yeah, those would be the quote-unquote intangibles that I like. And so we'll see. We'll see what he ends up doing. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If you want to weigh in on Mac Jones with the New England Patriots. And, Rob, you mentioned earlier, so talk to – you were talking about Mark Schlereth, our colleague here at Fox Sports, and what he was saying yesterday during the draft that the Broncos were very close.
I think he said it on his radio show. You know, he has a radio show in Denver. He's connected. I mean
– right. Oh, yeah.
If anybody knows, I mean, he was also the first one because he was watching Tim Tebow in practice. I remember talking to him, and he was watching him and just said, he can't throw the ball, like – I don't know what else to tell you.
I won't use his exact quote. It's probably the same thing he told you.
Right. But you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Like he was there.
Like,
I mean, really? I couldn't go against him. He was at practice. You know what I'm saying?
So, he couldn't throw. There's no ifs, ands.
So he's in the know when it comes to the Denver Broncos. He played there. He has a long time morning radio show there. Stink is connected. But when I saw, like, what he had said, it said something like, it's just about a done deal, but it could fall apart, so let's cross our fingers. You know what I mean? And I just was once you throw that in, then it ain't a done deal.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to report anything, but he was saying it was close, though, at least from what he was being told.
From what he was being told, but I don't
what
know.
What do you think? Because, look.
I don't know where that's gone now.
Denver, which obviously needs a quarterback, right? I mean, they're going to war with Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater.
You cannot pick a quarterback if you don't have a deal in place. Do you know what I mean?
Unless they just didn't like, which is probably, they didn't like Justin Fields or Mac Jones.
No, but I'm just saying, but for people to say, well, they didn't pick a quarterback because they're going to get Aaron Rodgers. I just, without having him, Chris, and having a chance at some quarterbacks in front of you, but they've done such a terrible job at drafting quarterbacks.
They sure have.
They just have.
Yeah, I think if I'm Denver, I'm gonna keep going after Aaron Rodgers all offseason. That's what I'm doing. And you just gotta, you know, and you'll see how determined Rodgers is to get there, because supposedly they are on his, you know, list of three teams. What was it? San Francisco, Denver, and the Las Vegas Raiders of Rob Guerra. Those are the three places he liked to go, reportedly.
Well, at least the Raiders are consistent when it comes to the draft.
Horribly.
Consistently bad, yes.
Right. Oh, no, gosh. No doubt. We're gonna get to Gruden later. All right.
But, talk about stealing money.
Man, a lot of money, too. But, I just think that Denver You know, look, if they have to trade him, and you know my stance on Green Bay trading him, but if they have to, that's the AFC, right? Get him out of the NFC and see what you can get.
That's what they did with Brett Favre. They traded him to the Jets, and he still wound up being on the Vikings where he really wanted to go and getting the Vikings to the NFC Championship game. So he really got, you know, that was their plan. Remember, he wanted to go to the Vikings originally. They wouldn't do it. And he wound up going to the Jets. They were 8-3, and then
well
they fell apart. Yeah, for a while, and then I don't know what happened.
He had some issues there. Remember sending pictures and photos and all that. You remember?
Yes.
That. Yeah.
And he had his own. He had his own locker room too to dress. Like he was separate from the team, which was
didn't go
over well with some teammates.
Right. So, all right, we are going to get to our man R.J. Young. He's an up-and-coming draft analyst right here at Fox Sports. And so he's going to give us his updates. We can ask him about this, about Denver and Mac Jones in New England and all of this good stuff. He's coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our man, Steve DeSager, with what is trending. Steve.
Gentlemen, we're past the halfway point of round two of the NFL draft. They'll do the third round this evening as well, and then the rest tomorrow. The Arizona Cardinals have just selected Purdue wide receiver Rondale Moore, who at 5'9" appeared in just 7 games over the past 2 years due to injuries and an opt-out, but as a freshman was an All-American with 114 receptions. Arizona hoping he's the next Tyreek Hill. Just before this in round two tonight.
What is this all? The quarterback short? The wide receiver short? I mean, the Arizona Cardinals, what are they doing?
They just want difference makers. It doesn't matter how fat you are, how thin, how tall, how
I
short.
I guess not.
It's just, you know, and it's not a first-round selection, so you can call anything from here on the rest of the weekend a gamble, but that's what they're hoping for. I'm surprised at the end. This year's a unicorn of how many people we just didn't see last year, essentially, that are now being drafted, and we really need a preseason and not just camp, but some exhibition games as fans to see what people can actually do. This is another example. More to the Cardinals. Just before this, Notre Dame guard Aaron Banks to the 49ers, and the Chargers in round two tonight selected Florida State corner Asante Samuel. Early in round number three, Denver traded up to get North Carolina running back Javonte Williams. Guys, in the NBA right now, it's mid-second quarter at Boston, and the Spurs are leading 58-30 over the Celtics.
Man, the Celtics are brutal. I'm sorry.
A loss
Chris,
tonight.
Something's wrong
boy.
There.
No, you're right.
Their record would go down to 33-31 on the season. They're shooting 32% from the floor. The Spurs are at 70% shooting. Now, about 5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
You said the Spurs, or is that Villanova in the championship
That's
game?
Right,
you
with mean? No shot clock. Exactly.
Right, 1985.
Yeah. Early third quarter at Philadelphia. It's the Sixers, 67-46 over Atlanta. One item of good news for the Hawks is that Trae Young has returned from the ankle injury. He'd missed 4 games. In 18 minutes, he has 16 points tonight. Joel Embiid, 15 for Philly. Ben Simmons with 14. Philly is up big, over 20 points, and they're just starting the second half. Wizards tied at Cleveland, 45-45. Colin Sexton with 16 points. He's returned for the Cavs tonight after a concussion caused him to miss 3 games. Brooklyn is hosting Portland. The Nets late first quarter lead 21-15. Kevin Durant out with a bad hamstring. James Harden, of course, has missed most of the month with his hamstring injury. Milwaukee at Chicago starts up in a half an hour. Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Bucks out with an ankle injury. The late game will have the Lakers hosting Sacramento. LeBron James due to return, testing his ankle pregame. He's missed 20 games so far. In the NHL, Jets a 3-2 lead at Montreal late in the second period. And to Major League Baseball, it's still Cardinals in the lead 3-1 at Pittsburgh in the top of the sixth. Nolan Arenado with RBI doubles in his first two at-bats for the Cards tonight. The Phillies lead the Mets 2-0 in the top of the fourth. Bryce Harper is still out after the hit by pitch, and catcher JT Real Muto of the Phillies out with a sore hand. Marlins at Nationals scoreless in the top of the sixth. Washington starter tonight, John Lester. And the Yankees lead 4-0 over the Tigers, bottom of the fourth inning, while the Astros lead 5-0 at the Rays in the bottom of the fourth. Guys, back to you.
All right, thank you, Steve. It is the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest was on the Fox Digital Draft Show last night with Trey Wingo, Jordan Palmer, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Jeff Schwartz, and Jason McIntyre. That is a cast for you. He's an up-and-comer here at Fox Sports, NFL draft analyst RJ Young. RJ, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's happening?
Yo, man. Hey, Chris, Rob, when Robert reached out to me, I was like, yo, hey, please, anytime. I've been looking up to you guys for a very long time, and I appreciate you. I appreciate the conversation. I'm here to answer whatever questions you guys got for me. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
No doubt.
Look, it's great to have you, my man. We're excited for you, and you keep up the great work, because you're definitely going places. But let's go to the draft. And we were talking about it in our last segment, the Denver Broncos. There were two quarterbacks they could have gone after, Justin Fields and Mac Jones. They passed on both of them. Do you think they have something going with Green Bay, or they have a legitimate chance of getting Aaron Rodgers? Or if not, why in the world did they pass on Fields and Jones?
I think that has to be it, man. I really do, because you got to be the most motivated of these groups that Aaron Rodgers had said that he was interested in being traded to, the Niners being the others, and the Vegas Raiders, right? So you're looking at Denver, and Denver knows what it's like to have a dude that, you know, won an MVP, want to come over to Denver for a little bit of time, want to Super Bowl with that guy. What I'm interested in is, what are you going to have to give back to Green Bay to make that happen? Because I'm not going to let you keep that assortment of wide receivers, and I'm not going to let you keep those pass rushers. Oh, yeah, you're probably going to have to give me some picks a la Jamal Adams going to Seattle to make that happen, but you're right now in the process of trying to put that deal together, and I think that's the reason why they passed on both of those quarterbacks that I expect to be really good in this league.
Who had the first couple of picks we kind of knew, but who did well or who surprised people with their first round pick where you said, okay, I didn't see that coming, and they made out pretty well. Was there any team like that?
Chicago, Justin Fields, he fell to them, and then Ryan Pace did the right thing. I was shocked. This is a man that traded up to go get Mitch Trubisky in the same draft where you got Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes. I'm sitting there looking at Justin Fields fall, and I still think it is insane that man was the fourth quarterback off the board. But he didn't look a bit doors in the mouth. He just said, no. That is our franchise quarterback. Andy Dalton is probably going to start the season. I think Jordan Palmer made that point very well. But Justin Fields is your quarterback of the future. He is familiar to that market. And I think this is an interesting point as well. Chicago's got the largest television market in any of these NFL franchises because New York gets split in half with the Jets and the Giants, right? And you're also in a division that absolutely matters to the NFL. You want to have a quarterback there, and they haven't had one really since Jim McMahon. I'm very
they haven't had him. They haven't had a really good quarterback ever. McMahon, they won the Super Bowl with him. That was the defense. That was Walter Payton.
Yeah, but Jay
McMahon
was
had
a good
a decent
quarterback.
Year for him. Cutler was okay.
Cutler was a good quarterback.
He had his issues, but he was pretty good. But they haven't had a great quarterback. I can't remember a great quarterback being there. But I hear you. So let me ask you this, RJ. You said you think Jones, and obviously you like Fields, you think Jones will also be successful. There's no way all five of these guys are going to be, like, really, really good.
Right, because the success rate is not good for quarterbacks.
If it's three of them, that's good. So if you had to pick two of these guys, two of these five that you think will be bust or – won't be long-term franchise quarterbacks, who would it be out of the top five?
I'm going to go with the guys that got the least number of starts, right? Because when I talk to quarterback coaches and I talk to quarterback trainers, they tell me the thing that matters most, did you play a lot of football as the starting quarterback? Because that's the only way you're going to play a lot of football at that position, right? So you're looking at guys like Trey Lance. You're looking at guys like Mac Jones. The thing about Fields is he kind of fits into the category as well. But the reason I'm betting on him is he had everything to lose in playing last year. Not only did he want to play, he led a movement to play and then willed that team into a national championship game. And let's not forget that it's been him and Trevor Lawrence at one and number two since they were in high school, right? It's been that way for the long haul. So I think I'm looking at those guys, and I think
Mac Jones and Trey Lance are the two that I might be iffy about. But the other three, I'm liable to see what this happens. Now, Trevor Lawrence is in a situation that I think he's never been in, and I don't think we talk about this enough. The Jaguars lost 15 games last year. They might go a calendar year without winning a football game, depending on how the schedule stacks up this year. That kid lost all of 5 games in the past 6 years. So either they're going to change him or he's going to change them. And what we know about the NFL is it usually changes the quarterback and not the other way around.
How about Atlanta? You know, there was some talk about, you know, there's a quarterback there, Matt Ryan. It didn't work out numbers-wise. Like, it would be too expensive to move off from Matt Ryan. But they wind up getting Kyle Pitts, the tight end from Florida. Did they do themselves justice, or did they need defensive players? Their defense is as bad as – has as many holes as a golf course. I mean, their defense is awful.
No, I mean, Rob, that's a very good point. And I think they could have gone either way here, right? Because, look, there are a lot of people that think that Kyle Pitts is the best non-quarterback in this draft, and I could see where that's coming from. But I also look at the leading sack specialist for the Falcons last year was Deion Jones at 4.5 sacks. That's not going to cut it.
Right.
If you didn't have an edge guy that high, you might not want to do that. Now, what baffles me is you were 4-12. You ain't been very good since Shanahan left, and Matt Ryan is getting long in the tooth. Justin Fields is from Kennesaw, Georgia. He's basically from Atlanta. You had another great quarterback for you right there. Could have been grown behind this dude that has won an MVP, and they decided to pass on it. But if you were going to reach for someone that's not playing defense and not a quarterback, Kyle Pitts is a move there, and that's obviously what they decided to do.
How do you see this Aaron Rodgers thing playing out? Mm-hmm. I mean, you said you think Denver will continue to try to get him. The GM for the Packers came out last night and said they're not trading him under any circumstances. So how do you see this playing out?
Chris, I think they got all the leverage here, man. Like, when I walk this out on paper, right, it's one thing for us to say that the quarterback has the power in this relationship. We all like our superstars. But who's signing the check, and what does the cap say? And they paid him $7 million in a roster bonus, which means they would have to pay $7 million just to trade him because they can't get that money back. If they trade him this year, that's $38 million against the cap. Okay? That leaves him with about $1 million of wiggle room. That's not what you want. If they trade him in 2022, that's $17 million against the cap. That's a little bit more doable, and you can see that divorce coming. Now, what I find interesting here is Aaron Rodgers willing to sit out training camp for $50,000 a day? Maybe. But if you decide to give up football altogether, you got to give all of that money back.
Right.
And if you got to give all of that money back, that's a little bit different. I don't trust him to keep holding out in that way. I don't think he's got that kind of backbone. And to that point, I don't think a lot of people got that kind of backbone, to be honest with you. But I think the Green Bay could just sit here and wait in the same way that the Texans were in a great position to sit and wait with Deshaun before all of that happened around Deshaun. I think the Green Bay could do the same thing. And you know what? If they really want to drive it home, they'll start Jordan Love. Just as they want to drive home, we're not going to try to make you happy. We went and got a quarterback when they could have got a wide receiver to help him out. It's over, but they're going to say it's over on their terms.
Hey, last thing from me. The Jets got, of course, Zach Wilson with the number 2 pick. Do you like him? I mean, a lot of people, the Jets, you know, ever since Rex Ryan's been gone, they went to a couple of AFC championship games, but it's been down years, and Adam Gase and Sam Darnold, they just didn't have the people around them. I don't know what the game plan was, but can Zach Wilson, do you like him as a quarterback, and can he be good in the NFL?
So you guys asked me a few questions back, which one of the three, right? And I tried to dodge Zach Wilson because I'm not a Zach Wilson guy, man. I love his story, and I really enjoy how he got here, but I'm looking at this going, I've been watching college football for a very long time, and I've been watching BYU play football for a very long time. Nobody cared about Zach Wilson until last year. He was the same dude. Now, his best game, he goes 18 of 18 for over 300 against Western Michigan. Now, with the pedigree that he has and what we know about BYU, all right, maybe you could talk me into that, but he just hasn't been that dude for me. And when I hear other people talk about him, they're talking about his tools. They're talking about what he might be able to do. I'm just saying, hey, look at what he did. And that game against Coastal Carolina, that told me a lot, right? And I hold it against his teammates that Coastal Carolina went over there to beat up on him after the play, and I kept going, where are your teammates? You're the quarterback. course, they're supposed to have your back. And I wonder how it's going to function in that New York market, because it's a little bit different than Provo, where everybody's a friend and everybody wants to see you. So I'm not in on it, but, you know, we got a new head coach. They got a new philosophy. They're going to give him some protection. We'll see if we get him some help. We'll see if it works.
Last thing, RJ, and we got about a minute for your answer. Mac Jones, we talked about him a little bit, but I like the fit. I'm not going to act like I'm a quarterback guru, but I like the fit in New England. He obviously reminds everybody of Tom Brady. What's your thought on that, that fit?
I mean, he reminds everybody of Tom Brady, and that he's
slow? That he uses defensive signals when the team cheats for him. Oh, I'm sorry.
Look. Accurate, smart, gets rid of the ball quick. You obviously don't like him.
I don't, because I think that Mac Jones is a snail moving in molasses, number one. Number two, he played with every available weapon, all right? He got sacked all of 11 times because that offensive line was so good. I'm going to need to see it is my answer, right? And there's a reason why Tom Brady went 199, okay? Now, he turned out to be a computer up there in the brain. Now, if Mac Jones can do that, then you got something. But I'm only willing to bet on Tom Brady being able to do that because there's only been one of those guys getting 7 Super Bowl rings.
That's our man, RJ Young. Great stuff,
RJ, man.
We'll get you on again.
Thanks for the knowledge.
I appreciate you guys. I really love the show, and this was a privilege for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my man. The knowledge, like the energy. That's Fox Sports NFL draft analyst RJ Young. All right, the Super Bowl champion head coach is on the hot seat. At least according to us. We'll get into that next. I come Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're also brought to you by AutoZone. Now, AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way, and that, of course, means getting what you need fast. Because some jobs just can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup. Free next-day delivery is available on more than 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, let's bring in Rob G. Rob G., you happy with what your beloved Las Vegas Raiders have done thus far in the draft?
If you disregard context and you just tell me the two players that they got.
Just answer the question.
I'm happier today than I was yesterday. Let me tell you that.
That ain't saying nothing. That's because you got two warm bodies.
The safety that they got today in the second round had first round talent, but he slipped because he had a back ailment during the offseason that he's rehabbing.
Oh, so John Gruden knew something nobody else knew. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But John Gruden has been a total bust in Las Vegas and with the Raiders. The tallest building in Detroit is the Penobscot building. You'd be better off going up to the top of the Penobscot building and throwing that $100 million that they gave him off the top of the building. Because what Rob G., can you believe no playoffs? Nothing has gone right.
He's been there, Rob. Seriously. It's even worse than that. Not only no playoffs, not one winning season.
That's ridiculous.
But they've gotten better every season.
There is no
if you
but.
Want to play that game, Chris.
There is no but.
When
this
they
is
signed
the NFL.
Him, not it's for not, long.
Yeah, there's no there's
unless
no
you got a
10-year,
$100 million contract.
Right, I guess he gets the benefit of a 5-year plan.
Well, when they moved to Vegas, they needed something to market, and unfortunately, their most marketable player was Derek Carr, who's always on the trade block. So they needed somebody to be the face of the franchise.
At one time, you had this guy named Khalil Mack.
Whenever the face of the franchise is a coach, that means you have a bad team. Rob G., can we?
What about the Patriots?
That?
Well, they were a bad time.
They didn't make the playoffs last year.
Bill Belichick was the face. Even
no,
with Tom
he wasn't.
It was Tom Brady.
It was the hoodie. It was the guy with the cutoff sleeves.
No, he wasn't.
You're such a homer. You're such a homer. Get off the mic.
Have you bought tickets? Are you going out to Vegas?
I might go to a game this year. Make a weekend out of it because I'm gonna go see my friend Lamar Mitchell at the MGM Grand, And so that'd be nice.
We all going to see Lamar.
Nah, you all guys right. ain't invited no more.
I'm going to see Lamar.
No, you're not invited no more. I'm gonna already talk to him. Going. I'll be like, look, guys.
I'm going next
week. Look, Lamar, Chris and Rob said thanks, but no thanks.
Rob's at the point where he's staying at Lamar's house.
And I'm getting points for you know, by staying
at his house. Exactly. No, but here's the point, and I think Rob and I agree on this. John Gruden should be on the hot seat. This should be a do-or-die year for John Gruden. This is the NFL now. A great coach makes a difference right away. You saw Andy Reid do it. You go back, you saw Harbaugh do it in San Francisco. I'll give you a year, maybe two. This is his fourth year. And I'm not saying you have to win a Super Bowl.
They got to have an over 500 record. They got to make the playoffs. They added two playoff teams, and the Raiders still can't make it.
You gave him $100 million over 10 years. What are you doing? What are you doing? Alex, get Rob G some tissue. Wipe his eye. I can see the tears falling right now. But seriously.
Rob G is just, the Raiders fans, they love to wear the black and silver, and that's all that matters. They know they don't have a good team, and they keep supporting no matter what happens. It's been a disaster for a long time there. Let's just be honest.
It's almost as bad as the Detroit Lions.
No, it's the Lions are worse. No, come on
you,
now.
Rob,
it's worse than
that.
The Lions.
Thank
the
you.
Lions, they got one playoff. They got one playoff win. Since 1957.
And that's why Rob's not welcome back in Detroit.
That's all right.
Do you agree with us, Rob G, that your boy Gruden should be on the hot seat?
Yeah, at this point, yeah. I mean, because now there's no more excuse. This is his roster, his coaching staff. There's no more buddy left from the previous regime other than Derek Carr.
Right, so, you got all those draft picks, right, for Khalil Mack?
It's like the college system where it's like, hey, you got to give him 3 years to get his recruiting class in. Well, his whole recruiting class is here now, so there's no more excuses.
Well, we're going to see what he can do this year. And I'm not looking to fire coaches. But if he doesn't get it done, it make the playoffs, then he might have to go back to TV. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We got an hour left. You know what to do. Keep it locked.